The greatest miracle in the history of mankind was when a being of the God family emptied himself of his glory and became a tiny seed that through the Holy Spirit united with the ovum of the human Mary to come to in human form, susceptible to the death and of all temptation of mankind. Our high priest is the perfect judge because he had been tempted in all points, as we are. This has only happened once in history, and through it, Jesus Christ became the firstborn of many yet to be born. I spoke on this topic once before, but I wanted to cover it at a different angle because of what's all over YouTube with people believing and thinking it is happening again. Angels did not, cannot, and will not ever have children. With women, it produced some larger-than-life demigods. Satan did not seduce Eve into a sense of producing offspring. When the Bible mentions seducing spirits, it does not mean in the human sexual sense, but the pornoia of enticing men to go after other gods to worship in the relationship that is adultery towards the true God. We're going to go over 5 points. One is kind after kind. Two is Satan is a created being and angels are not created to reproduce themselves. Three, the real message of Genesis 6. The word translated as giant is not the same word used for Goliath and Og. And five, the belief taken from Genesis 6 that angels could have procreated with a human could fall into the category of blaspheme. The first point, kind after kind. If you'd like, turn to Genesis 1:25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Now, verse 26, and God said, let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he and him, male and female, he created them. God created man after the God kind, in their image and after their likeness, hinting at what the future was to be. Satan immediately came along and started convincing them that he had a shortcut. You could be like God without going through the teaching and training that God was already giving them in the garden as he walked and talked with them. And later, Satan even tried to convince Jesus he could take a shortcut, not have to die a horrible death, if he'd just fall down and worship him. But Jesus was close to the Father daily and filled with the Holy Spirit, so he was able to resist the temptations of the devil. Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall surely not die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you shall be like gods, knowing good from evil. That kind after kind reminds me of all the videos that I see on Bigfoot. And the comments is what I like to read. And, you know, they're taken with brand new Androids and iPhones, but yet they're blurry. It's amazing technology hasn't caught up. Then one commentator said, well, it's because Bigfoot's blurry. Well, okay. Thanks for clearing that up. And then one said, I'd like to take things that are a fairy tale for 500, Alex. And so that makes the people mad. And they said, well, you just don't understand. Bigfoot is created between man and ape. So again, kind after kind, and man and ape are not kind after kind. Point two, Satan is a created being and angels were not created to reproduce themselves. So if we go to turn to Ezekiel 28:11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, take up the lamentation of the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Hope I turned the right page. You were the anointed cherub who covers. Established. I don't know what's going on there. You were on the holy mountain of God who walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. Angels were not created after the God kind. Angels were created to be ministering spirits for the children of God in embryo. They were able to appear in the form of a man, but descriptions of them in their natural form is anything but the likeness of mankind. Ezekiel 1, verse 6, read through verse 12. Each one had four faces. Each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hands of a man were under the wings on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings touched one another. The creatures did not turn when they went, but each one had went straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had a face of the lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had a face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. Verse 12. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the Spirit wanted it to go, and they did not turn. They did not turn when they went. Satan does not have the power to procreate. He would like nothing better than to have that ability. The second best is to convince mankind that he is equal to God and able to reproduce. The movie from the 1970s, Rosemary's Baby, showed what Satan would like to be in reality. But it is not, never has been, and never will be. Jesus made it clear to the Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection to begin with, that angels do not marry and neither will the resurrected sons of God. There is no indication in the Bible of more angels being created after the initial creation of the angelic kingdom, and certainly not that they reproduced with any of their own kind. Without even knowing what the word used for giants in Genesis 6, it is a different word than the word translated for Goliath being a giant. We can know that humankind and the angels are not the same kind. Mankind can be reproduced after its own kind. Either you believe that God set those boundaries or you don't believe what the Bible clearly states. The Book of Enoch is a spurious book, and that is a reason it is not included in the canon of the Old Testament. But it is the main place people have read this ridiculous explanation of Genesis 6. The Jewish historian Josephus has this to say about the book. Toward the end of the 2nd century before Christ was falsely attributed an apocalyptic Book of Enoch. It was written shortly before the Maccabean uprising of 167 BC and was rejected in the canon for its mystical themes inconsistent with the rest of the scripture. Later, historians mentioned that this book was added to in the 2nd century after Christ. When people try to attribute quotes in the Bible to the Book of Enoch, it is the other way around. This book was more than one author has been updated over time. Jude gave information not previously mentioned in the Bible about several things, but did not get them from this error-filled book. It is not historical or inspired. Now, point three. The real message of Genesis 6 is one of humans marrying outside of their belief in one true God and one true religion. Only Noah has found to still be following the directive to not marry the daughters of Cain. God had separated Cain from the ones who followed the law, his law, which were the descendants of righteous Seth. This is not new knowledge. This is a theme all through the Bible, that you do not marry pagan worshipers if you are a follower of God. The commentaries from way back made clear this was understood in the as the issue of Genesis 6 and not the same insane belief that humans and angels procreated and made something that was part human and part angelic or a superior being. In Matthew Henry's commentary on Genesis 6, 2 starts off labeling it as mixed marriages. The sons of God, that is, the professors of religion, who were called by the name of the Lord and called upon that name, married the daughters of men, that is, those who were profane and strangers to God and godliness. The prosperity of Seth did not keep by themselves, as they ought to have done, both for the preservation of their own purity and the detestation of the apostasy of Cain. They intermingled themselves with the excommunicated race of Cain. They took them wives of all that they chose, but was amiss in their marriages. They chose only by the eye. They saw that they were fair, which was all that they looked at. They followed the choice of their own corrupt affections. Made, they took all that they chose without advice and consideration, that which provided, or which proved of which bad consequences to them was that they married strange wives, were unequally yoked with unbelievers. This was forbidden to Israel, and it was unhappy occasion of Solomon's downfall, and was a bad consequence to the Jews after their return out of Babylon. Professors of religion in marrying both themselves and their children should make conscious of keeping within the bounds of profession. The bad will sooner debauch the good, and the good reform the bad. Those that profess themselves as children of God must not marry without his consent, which they did not have if they joined with the enemies. And then Jameson Fawcett Brown, on the same subject, the sons of God saw the daughters of men by the former is meant the family of Seth, who was professedly Christian, religious. By the latter, the descendants of apostate Cain mixed marriages between parties of opposite principles and practice were necessarily sources of corruption. The women, religious themselves, would as wives and mothers and exert an influence fatal to the existence of the true religion in their household, and consequently the people of the latter age sank to the lowest depravity. And Halley's Bible Handbook states, the sons of God are thought to have been either fallen angels or leaders of Sethite families who intermarried with the godless descendants of Cain. And then pulled up the Beyond Today commentary. The first possibility of Halley's Bible Handbook offered is not really a possibility at all, even though the angels are referred to as sons of God, because God is their father through creation. Angels are spirit beings, not fleshly creatures. They neither marry nor sexually reproduce. Also, the explanation would violate the principle made clear in Genesis 1, that each kind reproduces only according to its kind. Furthermore, the risen Jesus explained that fallen angels or demons are not able to manifest themselves materially like he and the righteous angels can. Rather, we see demons in Scripture only possessing individuals or appearing as ghostly apparitions. Cain has already shown that he was not going to listen or follow the dictates of God, so God sent him and his family away from the descendants of Seth, who were willing to listen to God. Eventually, they came together anyway and had disastrous consequences, to the point that only one human was remaining true in his marriage and worship to God. In Genesis 6:5, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of the heart were only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry they had made man on the earth, and he grieved in his heart. Point 4. Just for reference, we will look once more at the words translated as giant that we looked at when I covered this before. The word translated giant from Nephilim is used twice in the Bible, one time in Genesis 6, and the other time with the children of Israel and counted the sons of Anak in Numbers 13, and said they were like grasshoppers in their sight. The Hebrew Chaldee lexicon states that Nephilim, Strong's 5303, does not mean large of body, but it means bully or tyrant, and states it is incorrectly translated as giant. Even in Strong's, it references H5307, Nephil, for this states it means bully or tyrant. Goliath and Og, that we know were large in stature, are not referred to as Nephilim, but as Raphah, and this is Strong's 7497. Apparently, the sons of Anak were fierce warriors and bullies, but also large in stature, because they are referred to as Raphah in Deuteronomy 2:11. As known, bullies or terrorists are larger than the average human. The scouts were afraid to encounter them. Now, point 5. How might it be blasphemous to believe that angels reproduced with humans? Because it is ascribing to Satan and his demons attributes that only God can give and ability to reproduce. God made mankind after the God kind and in his likeness, and said to be fruitful and reproduce or multiply. He wants to bring many sons to glory, and God is able to do that through his Holy Spirit, joining with the Spirit he placed in mankind to produce holy, righteous character. Many pagan stories are written about gods who had relations with women and produced demigods, but this all comes from Nimrod and Semiramis and possibly Mother Eve worship that some evidence shows existed before the flood. I know we saw YouTube with Glenn Beck, and I don't know who the guy was that was on there, but he really believes in that. Angels and women produced. He was all in on it. Didn't see the whole thing. It was an hour long. Just saw a little snippet of it. God created in us a need to recognize a power greater than we are. Since the beginning, mankind has sought to fill that void with made-up gods of their own definition and moral character, rather than following the worship God required. In the book of Revelation, John shows that even greater angels, that even righteous angels are not to be worshipped, and they do not want to be worshipped. Satan's twisted warped being who wants to convince mankind he is on the same level as God and is insane enough to have convinced himself that he is capable of winning against God. He disguises himself as an angel of light and sets out to deceive and destroy more and more people today are being deceived by doctrines of demons that seek to confuse and obscure the truth of Scripture. As the elect of God, let us beware of Paul's warning to the people of Colossae in Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.